Dear listeners, though you may wish to blame someone else for the predicament you find yourself in, if you sit with yourself, you will realize there is no one to blame. There is no one who has done this to you. There is no one who has deserted you. There is no one who has made you feel this way. There is no one who has left you hanging. There is no one to blame. For are you not an autonomous being with a will and the freedom to move about as you would like? Often blame seeps in because one feels lost. One does not know where to anchor. One does not know what to grab onto. One does not know the self. If one knows the self, if one studies the self, if one goes deep inside the self, one discovers that everything one needs is there. And the only one to blame for anything is that part of the self that refuses to come out and live a life. That is where blame lies, but I do not call it blame. I call it life. I call it discovery. I call it seeking the spirit self and seeking life in the world. To live without blame, one must know the self on a deeper level. One must know what part of oneself is creating the havoc that now is a problem in life. Problems in life can all be traced back to a part of the self that is messing up, overdoing, refusing life, regretting life, not taking life seriously enough, or any combination of things. There are parts of the self that lie hidden inside. They may come out. They may come out in temper tantrums. They may come out in forgetfulness. They may come out in flippancy. They may come out in inflated ways. But all of these parts, when they make their appearance, are really just letting you know that they exist. Is it not time to take back what is projected onto other people? That nagging finger that says, "You did this to me," and point that finger at the self and ask, "Why do I feel this way? Why am I caught here blaming this person? What is it in myself that needs something?" And the most important thing then is to turn to the self, to that part, and take care of it. For to be an adult in the world is to take care of the self, to gain in knowledge and to mature and to become the full being that you are capable of being. Pull back into the self and sit quietly. Remind the self that you have power, that you make decisions, that you always have a choice in how you decide to do life, how you decide to be in the world. There must be balance between the world and the self, both of which offer deep and lasting experiences. Remember, there is no blame, but there is free choice. for everyone. You can always choose, no matter what the situation is. If it feels totally hopeless, do not believe that. There is always a choice. Think about that. Okay, good morning, everyone. This is Jan Ketchell. Today is Monday, August 28th, I believe, 2017. And that is our channeled message for today. Hopefully, it will offer some help and guidance as we all struggle to keep our equilibrium in this most wonderful world that we all live in, both within ourselves and without. Have a great week.